Tiki Toki's quite visual, highly interactive timeline creator. Now, you've probably got lots of uses for timelines already, but I was only thinking just as I was using it, because with Tiki Toki, you only get a single timeline in the free version, which doesn't seem very generous, but at least it gets you up and running and lets you check out whether or not the software is right for you and your students before you commit to upgrading to a premium or paid version. And maybe if it's your students, maybe that's all they need. Maybe just they need a single timeline. There are lots of other timeline generators out there, so this is just one for them to consider, and eventually they'll be able to make up their own minds about which they feel is most appropriate. And if they want to subscribe, they will do. But I was thinking that a timeline of what you've taught during the course of the year might be a really useful thing to have. So rather than it being a series of events of, what Martin Luther King did or whatever, how about recording each lesson during the course of a day, or any resources that you've created, or sorry, distributed to the students in the form of links to websites, or perhaps YouTube videos or audio files? Then including all them provides this sort of historical flow during the course of an academic year that they can refer back to. Maybe you could even have the students adding to those resources. Maybe you could have a different student posting each lesson so that they all curate this timeline over a course of the year. If you want to do that, of course, you're going to have to go to the paid version. The teacher version, incidentally, is I think it's $100 for the year, but with that you get actually jump a version upwards to the silver version, which allows you 25 timelines, and it also allows you to have up to 50 students with accounts at bronze level too. So that's it's not too bad. Creating your timeline is fairly straightforward. You can do all the things you'd expect to do. The events that you put onto the timeline, Tiki Toki calls stories. So each story has a title, it has a start and an end date, it might be a single point in time or over a range of time, an introduction. You can categorize them and color code those categories to make them easier to spot later on, and you can provide links with them. You can also add media to them, and the media can add include, well, pretty much any source that's out there on the web. So they could be images, they can be videos, or audio files. Add a caption to them and save them, and away you go. You can also go add a lot extra information. So if you want to put some more text in,